Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Homeopathy. People have heard this word, but do they know what it means? There are a number of principles that distinguish this from, well, everything else. One precept regarding homeopathy is that of the single remedy. 200 years ago, in Hahnemann's day, that's the founder of this type of medicine. Doctors might have mixed together different medicines and gave them simultaneously, which, incidentally, is what herbal medicine does even today. The idea is that each herb does different things in the body, and this is what the herbalist wants. So as long as there's little toxicity involved, why not? And the herbalist will say the herbs work together synergistically for a desired outcome. And especially in Chinese herbal medicine, this is a long-used practice. They can get good results. So again, why not? The homeopath, on the other hand, is looking for a single medicine that fits her patient very closely. Let's say a child has an earache. An herbalist could mix together herbs like echinacea, garlic, golden seal, licorice. Because these plants have antibacterial, antiviral, anti-fever effects, and that's what we want, so we give it. That's fine, as these plants are generally pretty gentle and can be helpful in a case of earache or middle ear infection. So the herbalist may give 5 or so herbs at a time out of maybe a choice of 10. The homeopath, under the condition of middle ear inflammation, has more than 50 medicines to choose from in that particular rubric. Not just plant medicines, but minerals, fungi, as well. Sponge is listed as well, which technically is an animal medicine. Each one of these medicines may be the correct one that matches that child's symptom picture. Each child has, of course, their own way of expressing their illness. For one child, his earache came on very fast, he's in a state of terror, very fearful, and he seemed to get the illness from a day cold, a dry cold wind. He could respond well to a plant called aconite. He's worse, however, in a warm room and at night. The next child isn't calm either, but instead of fright, is filled with rage, anger, and will scream at you. This child is very annoyed, but shrieking about the pain, so it could respond well to chamomile, which most of you know from the herbal tea. A third child, also in pain, is more mild, more of a pouting than screaming, and could need still another plant medicine named pulsatilla. So because you can get a more specific prescription, the response can be faster and more definite than other forms of medicine. Within minutes, you can see a definite response. The trick, of course, is to find that particular remedy from all the possibilities that are presented in the rubric or symptom picture for middle ear infection in the homeopathic repertory. There is, though, even more potential to be gained. You might find that medicine you chose for the earache not only helps that, but it seems to fit the child on a temperamental long-term level. Then she can feel better in other ways as well, when the earache's over with. Maybe she'll be less pouty or less impatient or less fearful on a chronic basis. That's really, to me, one of the amazing homeopathic side effects, to use that expression, in quotes. Good things can happen later on, as the chosen medicine could be useful as well on a long-term basis. And mentally emotional things can get better. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week.